This is 90.3 WBHM Birmingham and 91.5 WSGN Gadsden. I'm Rachel Lindley. In 2016, the amount of money public schools spend on students still varies wildly depending on where you live. If you're in a poor community with little property tax revenue, your school could have half the resources of a school a few miles away. In Alabama, parents and teachers recently sued the state, arguing the school funding here is both inadequate and unfair. To understand why, WBHM's Southern Education Desk reporter Dan Carson takes us to rural Sumter County.
Livingston Junior High School principal Tramine May walks me around his building.
In the girls' restroom, they may have four or five stalls, but only one works.
He takes me to a former classroom that leaks when it rains. Garbage cans catch some of the water, but you can tell from the moldy smell and the buckled floor they miss plenty. Around the school, there are broken windows, peeling paint, and cracked floors.
You have 580 students. Everything should be functioning.
Jewel Townsend's a star student at Sumter Central High, which is in better shape than Livingston. But Townsend says it's still hard when she travels and sees what other schools have.
I see that Sumter County doesn't have that. It's like, wow, really, why can't we have that?
And the issues aren't just with buildings in this largely poor black school district. Sumter Superintendent Tyrone Yarbrough.
We would love to have music and art in all of our schools. We don't have that. You know, if we had some kids who were interested in, say, orchestra, we don't have that.
Many states send extra dollars to districts that serve low-income kids. Alabama does not. In richer districts, local property tax revenue makes a big difference for schools. But in rural Sumter, there isn't much to tax. And it's hard to raise rates on what is there. Voters, not local school boards, have to approve those hikes. Sumter's tried and failed twice in recent years. And school board member Jolene Delane says there's another challenge.
They live in this county, but they will not send their children to the schools in this county.
A quarter of the population is white, and just about all of those families send their kids to a local private academy or outside the area.
But guess what? We will always be together. We shop in the same place. We eat at the same restaurant. So why can't our kids go to school together?
State Senator and Education Committee Chairman Dick Brubaker is a former teacher. He's planning to resign his chairmanship because of what he calls colossal failures in education. But he says counties like Sumter still need to be willing to spend more.
If you look at the poorest school systems in the state, their local tax effort is extremely low. I mean, extremely low. And at the same time, they want to make these loud arguments for equity funding. That dog is not going to hunt in Alabama.
In 2011, plaintiffs from Sumter tried to prove Alabama's school funding system, with its low property taxes on farm and timberland and its hurdles to raising local taxes, has always been racially discriminatory. The federal judge excoriated the system in an 800-page opinion, but ultimately found the plaintiffs were not entitled to relief from the court. Still, there's hope. 12th grader Jewel Townsend says she wants to go to college to become a teacher. For NPR News, I'm Dan Carson in Sumter County, Alabama.
This story is part of the School Money Project, a nationwide collaboration of NPR's Ed team and 20 member station reporters exploring how we pay for schools. You can join the conversation on social media with the hashtag SchoolMoney or see photos and a link to the project at our website, wbhm.org.